All right, bit of an interruption. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, yes, the zero. Oh, there I am up there in the corner. Yeah, the do send me an email who you're using for the different academic disciplines as a mentor. So, so yours is psychology.
No, mine's education, history, and.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess.
So if you know, make sure you got somebody tagged, talk to them, pass your section on to them, get some feedback from them. So let me know who you're using. So a week late, we get it done. Okay.
Right, yeah.
Everybody let me know who you're using. And that's just going to help expand sets of eyes looking at and give you advice and maybe along the way give you some more resources too. So that should help you out. All right. So with that in mind, getting your mentor names to me, and next week your third section, third block of the draft, you have your work cut out for you. Mm-hmm. And so let me first ask you, Nate, just kind of in your own mind, walk through me through your paper again, kind of giving in a sense an outline in your head, then we'll look more closely at this section, what you're trying to do. So your whole purpose of your paper and what you're trying to do.
The whole purpose is probably going to be pretty much intertwined throughout the paper, but just for the purpose of getting the writing on paper and the research done, I thought it would be smoother to do it in blocks, sociology and psychology.
Yeah.
Next week, be as much as I can do purely from a biblical standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the part that's really going to have – that I'm really going to have to put bits and pieces in both sections.
Sure, and it should be probably, yeah.
I mean, I already found where I'm going to throw some kinesiology and psychology together. And, it's just – it's confusing. It seems like disoriented even to me a little bit writing it in just these big blocks.
Hmm.
But – the end goal is going to be pretty much all intertwined together.
Yeah.
And then,
so what would be the order of it? Is it, are you going to do the, kind of like the biblical theology of sports first and then play that out through the kinesiology? And
I was thinking I would do it kind of how we look at it as people. By that meaning, like non-believers and believers, how they look on how they look at sports, and especially the different sports, because they have, you know, reputations around them, and just the different types of people that play certain sports, and the ones that excel, the ones that don't, and then kind of attack it from a purely believer standpoint, how we can influence non-believers through athletics.
Okay. What would be the title of the paper?
The best one I came up with is just Christian Athletes with a question mark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
what you might do with this, you know, like a lot of times you'll see even books like this, it'll have a kind of a pithy little title like that, and it'll have a subtitle. So you'd say Christian Athletes question mark and an investigation of how participation in sports can be faithful, or how Christians participate in sports can be a faithful experience, something like that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And so you would walk through and show how, like in this section, how does this section fit in then on kind of your experience with participating in sports?
When I played multiple sports growing up, and then especially two in college, I really got to look in depth at both of them. So that's why this one's more of a, like reading it over, I realized I used I a lot, but I don't want to say that's how I wanted it, because I don't want to be redundant, but this section would be more of like an insightful one, along with, I mean, given a bunch of research with it.
Yeah.
But.
So you're using your experience, and then from that playing out how the Christian faith can, how you can be Christian in that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like so you said, some of the research citations.
Also how you can do it, like in a negative.
Mm-hmm.
There's one part I put in, it's one story, but there's two coaches in that story. And one of them was kind of like the lukewarm Christian type of guy, and the other one was just like the rock foundation type of Christian. And I figured, like, I would put in the research and then give like a testimony kind of, and really, I mean, I might be wrong, but I feel like it would
strengthen the argument.
Yeah, strengthen it up.
Yeah. And you might even, along with yourself, you might even go to even a coach or somebody and get some personal information from them as well. So it doesn't look like it's just your experience, but you can say it's a shared experience among across the board like that. So, okay, what's the biggest sticking point for you right now, you think?
Like the hardest part of the paper to write?
Mm-hmm.
Introduction. By far.
Huh.
It's like the shortest, I think I only got like a page and a half out of it.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
Can't milk anymore.
But the main thing on the introduction is that you are clearly stating what you're going to do in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And you can dress it up with an illustration or kind of tease a little bit about, you know, kind of set the reader up for what might be coming, but then you lay out, boom, you know, here's the question that I'm dealing with, what I'm researching on, and here's the direction I go to get an answer for it. So I think clarity is the main thing, not so much length. Maybe throwing in some stories. I think you did some of that. Yeah, some stories to kind of dress it up, but the main thing on introduction is clarity of research question and method of dealing with it.
All right.
So that's, you've got two sections, not done, but you've got two sections, you know, a pretty good chunk of it. And you get one more next week and you're making progress.
Finally.
All right. Suffering Caleb, who has endured the onslaughts of all kinds of things, like stolen trucks, laptop with all your paperwork on it, research materials. Tell us where you are on this.
Okay, so the paper I gave you is really something I kind of just threw together last night, and I tried to hit different areas that I already started working on my paper previously, and the intros, the first three pages, I had like a page break in there for you.
Okay.
That intro's going to change quite a bit. You know, as I'm reading through it, it's just, I don't like it.
Okay. Well, that's why you put it down on paper. And
there's too much first person in here. But the thought process behind it is going to stay the same. I just got to try to reword it to where it's not so blah, blah, blah.
One way around that, just stylistically, instead of saying I, so you say, well, a person or one, using different pronouns.
And then the next section, and kind of what I want to do in the paper is, I'm going to like dive into like the history of sports, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's very broad, but I'm going to try to like, kind of anchor in on that. And I wrote a page and a half here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part one of the body of the paper. And then part two, which I haven't written any of it or given you any of it on, is going to be like the education and teaching side of the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And in that third section, it's part three of the body, which is, I guess, what I'm most proud of that I've worked on so far, is like 3 pages of what the Bible has to say about sports and, you know, can you be a Christian and play sports and, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
So I referenced Paul quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And
what would be the title of your paper?
Well, I just wrote something down. I hadn't really thought about it, but you kind of gave me an idea when you're talking to Nate. And I wrote down Christianity and sports, : becoming the model teacher and coach.
Okay.
I mean, that's subject to change, obviously, but something along the lines of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's really what my paper is about. It's, you know, how to be a Christian coach and a Christian teacher and, you know, and letting that affect those around you
mm-hmm.
in a positive way.
Okay, so you'll be doing, after your introduction, you'll be doing kind of the history of sport.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, what, into the education section?
Yeah, I'm going to try to transition it. And I had done this pretty well in the other paper, but I basically, towards the end of the history of the sports thing,
mm-hmm.
I was able to, you know, say some of the greatest, you know, athletes of all time,
mm-hmm.
you know, and talked about how, you know, they were once, you know, children. They had to be taught, they had mm-hmm. to be educated, they had to be coached up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I led into the education aspect of it. And then after that is when I'm going to talk about or use the Bible, my Bible content at the end to talk about what the Bible has to say about athletics and competition and what it has to say about teaching,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and kind of culminate all that at the end. And then in the conclusion, you know, use all of it together. And like my thesis is probably something that might change as well. But I talk about how the most critical element to sports is learning, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that requires a coach that is capable of teaching players, which then leads to a perfect way to model Christ. So I feel like in the conclusion, I can really, you know, summarize that up and everything that I have planned to write down in the paper.
Okay. All right. I did an article on Christianity and sports. In fact, I'll try to think to send it to you. Maybe there'd be some material out of that you could use, some mm-hmm. of the references I made. Because it's not a clean picture of being positive all the way through, because there's time where Christianity in general, particularly Protestants, you know, had right. arm's length against sports.
Yeah.
Medieval period, though, it was considered part of kind of joyous play before God kind of thing. And then more modern era, part of society and so forth, it kind of wove its way back in and so
right.
forth. So anyway, the history of Christianity's relationship to sports is kind of interesting. But in the modern era, because it's become such a big business, well, you'd say Christianity just kind of bought into it. It's a big business part of it,
yeah.
or affirming that. But, you know, like current issues, too, you could even point out of concern for injuries and that kind of thing, especially mm-hmm. contact sports with concussions and so forth. And there was a little thing on the news last night about kids doing sheep and little bulls riding, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like 6 and 7 years old. And they make them wear a face mask and helmet, of course, and a body vest. But even at that, there's a couple kids killed in the last couple of years doing that. So anyway, you know, that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah.
There's a kid I went to high school with. He did it. I went to one of the rodeos he was riding. It was pretty funny because he was one of the littler kids.
Mm-hmm.
He's tough as a nail, hands down. And the bull bucks him off. He got his 8 seconds. and then he's, you know, running off.
The bull comes after him.
He comes at him and he hits him in the back. It throws him into the boars and it dents, like it concaves his
mask.
He broke his nose. It was one of the funniest things. He was fine, but it was just so funny because it would only happen to him.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a little scary because animals are pretty strong.
Oh, yeah.
They outweigh you a bunch, too. Okay, so not mean to drag this out this morning, but I tell you what, let's do this. Why don't you guys bring your chairs around here so you're all in camera. We're going to talk to the other people.
Uh-oh.
Just roll it around. So you get us all in camera. Okay, this is, see, to you, Brittany, and Bernice, and Caleb Spingler, and to Joanna. See these guys and me? We're all here this morning, and they turned in some stuff on their paper. Yay! Congratulate them. They're moving forward. And realize the suffering that Caleb has gone through. His truck was stolen with his laptop, with his paper in there, and all the content, research, and so forth. So they had to scramble and kind of from memory, I guess, most of it.
Yeah.
And you got to kind of redo some of the research stuff.
Yeah.
The data on that. So suffer with him. But all this is to say, along with these guys, we challenge you. Oh, do we challenge? The date's coming. The time is at hand. 3 weeks from today, the paper is due. So, again, as I said earlier, do get in your names of mentors per academic discipline that you're using. I didn't mention John. John is with his daughter who's delivering her child today. So that's why he couldn't be here. But he's made some progress on his as well. So get those names in to your mentors per your academic disciplines involved in your paper. And then next week on Wednesday at noon, so I have time to review it before class on Thursday morning, get in your third section of a draft in to me. So 3 weeks, 21 days. You might figure out the number of hours that is real quick. 24 times 21. Anyway, it's a bunch of hours. It looks good when you say the number of hours, but 21 days is pretty quick turnaround. And again, that date is April 16th when it's due, and you'll be making an oral presentation of your paper in class. Probably next week we'll spend a little time on what that will look like, how to go about that. And time is at hand, gang. So, you guys have any questions? These are the stars in class today, see, because they turned in sample drafts. So, just an attempt to goad you on to what? Let's see, as coaches, what am I doing here? What am I using you guys for as far as coaching them to get the paper done? Shaming them?
Basically.
I'm not yelling or screaming, am I? I'm being kind of nice. But I am concerned, as I said in that email earlier last week, I guess. I'm goading you a little bit. You need it to get stuff done. I know Joanna called me yesterday and talked about her paper. She's had the tough time of a job coming her way and been consumed with that. But for all of y'all, knuckle down and get it done. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to make you go through the class again. Right? So, okay. Well, be diligent. Stay after it. Any questions during the week, give me a yell, and we will see you next Thursday. Show up. We like your company. All right. Take care.